Israel has decided to go ahead with a ceasefire with the Palestinians and lift a crippling blockade in parts of the West Bank and Gaza, despite more violence today that capped a weekend marked by Palestinian casualties. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's security cabinet decided early today to give Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat another 48 hours to implement the truce he agreed to in a meeting last week with Israel's foreign minister, Shimon Peres. The latest bloodshed was in a West Bank village. Palestinians say Israeli soldiers opened fire on two cars carrying workers to their jobs in Israel, killing two people.